Hey family, how are you today? I hope you're blessed, blessed, blessed. I just want to share a little bit with you out of the Bible. I want to share out of James chapter 1. I want to keep it simple because simplicity is where we find the kingdom of God. It's where we find love. It's where we find relationships. And we all need those things. It's in verse 5, it says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let them ask of God that gives to all men liberally, all people liberally. It means he doesn't hold back, it's freely. He holds nothing back, and it shall be given to them. But this is the stipulation to wisdom. Let them ask in faith, nothing wavering. For those that waver are like a wave on the top of the sea waters, that are driven forward by the wind, and they are tossed according to the winds that are over them. Let not that person think that they shall receive anything of God. Now this next verse right here is important. A double-minded person are unstable in all of their ways. Now I looked this word up multiple times. Double-minded. And to be double-minded, it's multiple. And the word minded, it kind of shocks me because it doesn't just mean the thoughts that we have or the actions that we take. It actually means that the breeze that blows into our hearts, into our minds, and into our mouths, the breath that comes out of us and the thought that comes through us. I have experienced in my life thoughts that come from different places. There are thoughts that seem to shoot into my mind out of nowhere. There are thoughts that come up out of my heart. And sometimes there are thoughts that just mull over in my mind. Like the word respect. That was a big word for me today. I could not get it out of my mind. I'm getting the chance to work at a new job with something I've never done before. It's challenging. I love a challenge. I'm getting to work around people that don't expect, they don't have that attachment of faith to themselves. And I can tell that the things that happen in their life or around them, that it's like a blowing upon their minds and upon their mouths, and it causes them to waver, and it causes a hindrance between them and God. And that's where I want to stop at today. We as people of this earth, we have experiences, we go through things, and that gives us our wisdom, because wisdom is the experience and the application of that experience in our next encounter. I've discovered out of 34 years, and I've lived a life where some people that 60 years old or have lived, not because I wanted to, but because I chose to make mistakes with my life. I chose to do things the wrong way. I chose to let the things of life move me according to where they were headed, instead of being like the current that is under the water that flows with and causes things in it to move with it. Wind doesn't affect what's going on in the deep waters. It only affects what goes on the surface. Now, wisdom of God is totally different than the wisdom that we obtain. Because I've tried to do things my way. I've tried to do things based off of the experiences that I've had. And I react based off of what I've known and experienced and expect the next situation that I'm in to happen the same way as I've experienced before. And I've called that wisdom. But God says that the wisdom of God is foolishness to men. And the wisdom of men leads unto death. And the foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of men. I want to remind you today that just because you've experienced something, just because you've gone through something, that doesn't mean that the next time that you come across that situation, that that's going to be the way that you should react in order to create a better situation. That's not the wisdom that we're talking about here. The wisdom that's being spoken of here is about choosing to see things the way that God sees them through faith, because faith moves God. And there are so many of us who don't see God moving in our life. Well, I want to encourage you in this. Did you know that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the words of God? So many times in this generation, in this world, we have thought and we have been taught that the Bible, that the things that God have spoken through those of old who did things differently, did things out of the norms of this world, were not helpful to us. Well, I can promise you today that I've seen the sick healed, the dead raised. Yes, the dead raised. I can give you a step-by-step memory of it as if it happened yesterday. And I have seen the broken hearts be made whole. I have seen situations that were impossible become possible because I chose not to waver with what was going on around me, but I chose to let what God spoke to me and through me to be what I would let mull over and go through in my mind and would be what let come out of my mouth. And I have experienced the wisdom of God that is greater than the wisdom of men. I work in a place that people, they murmur, they backbite, they dispute, and then they say they're good people. And they are loved. I'm not their judge, but they are loved by God. And yet they do not encounter His love. They do not encounter His wisdom. Why? That's the question. Everyone has God. It doesn't work. The Bible doesn't work. And so many people I hear say, that's not for me. I'm not like you. And the truth is you are just like me. It's just that I have submitted myself to the one who gave Himself for me and to me so that I could experience a greater wisdom than something that would lead me to a path of death and destruction. The Lord said in His books that He would rebuke the devourer for our namesake if we would give Him the first fruits of our life. So many preachers have told you that that means the money that you have. No, that means the time that you have, the heart that you have, the kindness that you have, the fruits of the Spirit, peace, love, joy, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, long-suffering, and self-control. That if we would give God those fruits, then we would experience the fruitfulness of God. Now, this could be really complicated, but I want to keep it simple. Is your mind being moved by the world and the things around you? Is your mouth moving according to the things that are happening to you and the wisdom experiences that you've come up with through past experiences? Or are you choosing to look at life and say that all things are possible to me because I believe? And what is believe? It's just another word for faith. And what is faith? It's another word for being fully convinced, to rely upon. To not consider your ways, but to consider the ways of the one that you trust. And the trust of God for the people of this world is rare. Not because He can't be trusted, but because we've been convinced that trusting Him leads to a dead-end street. Well, the world also convinced us that we needed more in our life to form our identity. And the truth is you're perfect. As you are formed in the image and the likeness of the Creator. Adam and Eve were tempted in the garden for one reason, because they were told that if you eat of this fruit, you will be like God. And yet God said, I made man and woman in our image. They were already like God. You're already like God. You don't have to go through this stuff to obtain likeness of God. He's paid the price for us. The world will tell you that Jesus Christ is a pointless figure. He's a myth. He's like Zeus. But I can't lie to you, because I've experienced the horrors of life. I've experienced the traumas of life. And now I have got a smile on my face. I smile and am happy and work harder than the people around me. Not because I think I'm better than them, but because I've realized the one that's better than me. And He loves you. And He doesn't consider Himself better than you. Actually, Jesus said He considered Himself, who was equal to God, to be as a servant.
although it did not frustrate him, although it did not count toward him to be a wrong thing to be equal to the creator of all life, he set that aside so that he could walk in a path that we've walked in, but walk it with faith. Are you struggling with faith? Is your life unsure? I want to encourage you to give the Word of God, not a chance, a commitment. If you'll do that, you'll experience a new wisdom and it will bring you a different experience. Oftentimes we go through life and we let circumstances create our reactions, instead of letting the reactions of others be halted in their place so it doesn't create our circumstance, but form a new circumstance to change reactions. Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and it says this in Proverbs, a soft answer turns away wrath. I can let you know, family, I have moments where I get frustrated and angry. I burnt my finger on a stove today, peeled like 5 layers of skin, and it frustrated me. I listen to people talk about each other behind their back today. I listen to people murmur and complain today, and it frustrated me. And here's what I heard from the Father. Respect them. I had to look up the word respect because I was so confused. I had no clue what it meant. The word respect means to honor. It also goes back to a Hebrew word, means kavod, which is the tangible, heavy, weighty, glorious presence of the Father. And that kavod is what changed my life. While I was a drug addict with track marks in my arm, I sat on my back porch and I was being tempted by another person that I knew to do the same things that demonic people do, that people have demonic entities in their life that they do. And they said, do what you want to do. But they had no clue that in my heart was a cry for mercy. So I cried out for mercy. That's what I did. And in that moment, just one moment, everything changed for me. I felt the fire of God, the Holy God. Remember, Jesus has fire in his eyes. He has no longer got blood in his body because his blood's been poured out upon your life and my life and upon the throne of heaven, that we would have access to the Father instead of being so separated in this broken world, because God knows this world is broken, but he also knows that he is here to mend your broken heart and to make you whole. Be perfect as I am perfect means be whole as I am whole. So I want to pray for you. If you're prepared to give God the commitment, to give his word the commitment, I want to pray for you, because it's the God of all creation that puts seeds of faith in your heart and it creates an outcome of God moving on your behalf. So I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to expect God to move on your behalf. If you don't experience something, if you don't have a change in yourself, don't get discouraged. It just means you need to get back to the place where faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. So if you will humble, let me humble myself and let me pray for you. If you'll give me a chance to pray for you, I believe that you can have the same change that I've had. Not because I'm special, but because we're all special, unique. You cannot believe how many people I come across and God's like, that's my favorite. They're my favorite. And I'm like, is everybody your favorite? He said, yes, in their own special way. No diamond is made the same as the next diamond. So family, if you're willing, let me pray for you. Bow your head, close your eyes, take a breath in and relax for a second. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. There is no separation between me and my family right now. You are there and you are here. You are in their future, in their present, and in their past. You are all things in all places at all times. Father, I ask that you would go forward and that you would send out your Holy Spirit. I ask from my heart that you would ignite people to know that you are living and well. That you would touch them with a tangible fire, that you would change their life forever. I was a junkie, Father, and you took me up out of the trash, and you gave me life and life more abundantly. You took away the sins and the iniquities of my past, and you have seated me in a lifestyle of freedom from guilt, shame, and condemnation. You have put in my heart no desire for murmuring or disputing or backbiting or talking, gossiping about others behind their back. You've given me the reality of open rebuke is better than hidden love. I thank you, Father, and I ask that you would send that forward, your fiery Holy Spirit, your tangible kavod, your tangible weighty glory, and you would sit upon the heads of your children, that you would touch them with the fire of cloven tongues, that you would manifest and ignite in them the reality of faith, of reliance and dependence, to show them who you are and how faithful you are to us, that you would wash away the wisdom of this world from the past, and that you would implant, like Jesus did to his disciples, that you gave them understanding of the scriptures. Right now, Father, divine appointments. Father, I thank you for the working of miracles. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name, that for the working of healing, that anything in my family's life that they are suffering from, that you came forward to heal the sick, raise the dead, mend the brokenhearted, and declare the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. And I thank you, Father, that right now, that favor is manifested in your children. I thank you, Father, for the manifesting of who you are, and that it comes in that tangible, weighty presence through love. That you would give people a drink of your love. That you would let people experience your glory, your weighty, tangible love. And they would be nourished by that love. In Jesus' name, family, I love you. And Jesus loves you more. And heaven is ready to fight on your behalf. Father, I send angels out now in the name of Jesus. Go forward and destroy the enemy and set your family free. Angels, warring angels, go now and deliver the people of God. Family, you are blessed and highly favored. May the Lord bless you. May He keep you. May His face shine upon you. And may He give you rest. So come unto Jesus, and He will give you rest. I love you, family. No struggle is greater than the weighty love of the Father. So be blessed in Jesus' name.